welcome in. Time to wrap up the KER report. Got Dr. John Huber on the line with me. He finally got out of jail. He's been in jail for the last 60 days, and so I haven't had him on the show. They treat you okay, Johnny?
Yeah, you know, you pay an attorney, you know, $70,000-$80,000, and they'll take care of you.
Having said that, John, the theme of the program today has been the only way that our country is going to get back on track is if we all work together. I really question, from a psychological standpoint, John, if that's even possible. What do you think, sir?
Well, first of all, their actions, they may talk about wanting to work together. Their actions are not showing us that they want to work together. You know, the left has gone through all social media and shut off every voice on the right. They don't want, for example, our president's going through this fake impeachment. He's no longer in office. Constitutionally, he can't be impeached, but they're doing it anyway.
Right.
And they're setting him up, and they're using parts of his speech, and they're taking it completely out of context, not playing even complete sentences of his speech, and say, see, he's inciting to riot, when for the last 5 years, actually longer than that, the 4 years, 6 years after, you know, of Obama, the last 6 years of Obama and then the 4 years of Trump, they have the left has been pushing them, the followers of the left, to violence and telling them to strike out if you see a white owner of a business, to go after them. And now they want us to come together and hug each other, but they still are going after this impeachment when we have a country that is struggling because of these COVID regulations, and they won't come together and actually address any type of help or, you know, what the plan is.
Right.
But it took them 10 seconds to come together and create this pseudo farce of a court, and it's asinine, and nobody even on the left is watching it in the general population. It's all a dog and pony show, and they're showing you how much power they have and how you can't talk out against them, because if anybody says anything on social media against the impeachment, they immediately get blocked. They said, oh, that's a lie, it's not the truth, it's, you know, it's been fact-checked by one of our independent fact-checkers who we pay out of our own pocket, so you can trust them. So,
it's not possible physically. Yeah, my concern is, in reality, I think you would have to admit, as a very intelligent human being, people are going to have to come together, and will they eventually come together? I don't know. But I would have to say that with everything that I'm seeing, and I'm a real political junkie, as you know, I'm not seeing any actions that are going to do much of anything in terms of bring the country together. And I got to tell you, Johnny, that makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, politicians, whether it's Biden, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, theoretically, they're all in office because they want to make America a better place. America right now is not in a good place, and people are going to have to give a little to make it a good place. It's the only way it's going to work. You know, I'm on the record over a year and a half ago as saying that the biggest problem that Donald Trump has is that he is totally unconciliatory. And I think that's to this day, I still think that's true. Do I think he's a bad guy? I'm not going to comment on that. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just commented on it. But he is certainly has a type of personality that believes he's the prettiest baby in the nursery. And that's something that a politician cannot have, in my opinion, John.
Well, you know, the one thing he did do, regardless of whether the left or the right wanted him to do it, is he did what he thought was in the best interest of everyday people. I mean, he took money away from the rich by getting rid of different tax breaks and things like that, but giving tax breaks to the middle class. He got unemployment to levels we haven't seen since the 50s. And everybody says how evil he is and how he was, you know, he was doing it as a dictator. Well, look how many, you know, and defined by the left of by doing executive orders and the number of executive orders he did, yet their own leader, Biden, has done in the first 2 weeks did over 42 executive orders to Trump's 5.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
everybody's making mistakes, but America must
absolutely
come together.
I think they have to, and I think they will, but it's not going to come together because of our politicians. I think we're going to come together in spite of our politicians, left and right.
Who's going to pull it off? There's got to be a there's got to be a leader who pulls the trigger, John.
There will be, okay? But what's, you know, it's too soon, okay? From a psychologist looking at society, I think it's too soon. Because right now, I think what we're seeing is sticker shock. I mean, the left is going, we put him in there and we look at everything. Wait a minute. Gasoline's going up. He cut off our, you know, our independence. And we still have to pay those people building the wall because it's contractually obligated. They didn't stop doing it. The Fed called it off. So they're still paying those contractors to build the wall. So they're sitting there collecting that money. And people are going, wait, what's the deal with this? I thought, you know, and it's not making things better. The world is getting worse in the economy. And it's not just the COVID regulations at this point, because we continued to have cheap fuel, but it's not happening anymore. Just look at the gas tanks, gas gauges at just local stations. Those numbers are climbing, and I've heard numbers as high as $12 a gallon by the end of this year.
Seriously?
Well, you know, I'm in Texas. I have a lot of oil people here, and some of them are just PO'd. So, yeah. So they may be exaggerating, but some of them probably know what they're talking about, you know, because what else has he done? Within 24 hours, he occupied Syria with the American military. Within another 24 hours, he started laying the groundwork for a new Gulf War by going after Iran.
Yeah.
This guy is dangerous. And for the first time in I don't know how many generations, we had withdrawn from all our military conflicts. And it was the warmonger. Remember, we were told how Trump was the warmonger? He was the one who did it. He got us out of those.
Yeah.
You know, and he is, you know, when the media has to tell you something about somebody, they're not that way. Because their actions tell you how they are, and the media doesn't want you to see those actions. So when they say somebody is a racist, they're not a racist, because all they'd have to do is tell you what the person actually did, and you would make that own conclusion on your own. But if they're having to tell you he's the smartest man on the planet, he's not. I mean, it's just, you're in media, I'm in media, we've both been on radio and television forever. We know how the system works.
Yeah.
And when the media has to tell you these things, it's not factual. They're driving you. And it's, you know, they just beat that dead horse until you believe it. That's what I see happening. And who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? We're going to see it. You know, there's a lot of people in the right-wing media arena who are out there. I wager to say it's going to be somebody we don't know who they are yet. It's going to be somebody who surprises us. It's going to be somebody who is very centered, and they're going to draw both sides.
Well, John, I got to say, we're just about out of time here, but I have to say that everything you're saying is very, very logical. There's no question whatsoever about that. We're going to get a lot of comments on this. I'm going to direct some of those comments to you, maybe in an editorial
Please.
That we can do this week. Yeah, because I think it's very important. Our country has to mend. Are the Democrats or are the liberals going to accomplish that? I don't know. If they have to do it by force, they will not accomplish it, in my humble opinion. Dr. John Huber, I appreciate your advice, sir. You are an expert. I got all the time in the world for you, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.